Welcome to Coffee Conversations, the capital city of influencer marketing. Today in the coffee seat, I've got Dale de Villiers. Hi, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm great.
Fantastic.
I was so blown when I was reading through, well, basically when I was going through your website. What is your webpage?
Brother.co.za, yeah.
What really fascinated me was that your business is about that point of congruence between technology and consumers.
That's correct. We sort of use technology to make our customers' lives easier.
Okay.
Either by saving them money or through office automation or simple things like crafting or sewing. But further to that, also we have business opportunities. So our products are also used to generate income.
Okay.
So that's sort of what we focus on, but a very diverse product range that Brother has been offering.
All right, can you take me through the product range? Just in a nutshell.
Well, our capability statement reads print, copy, scan, fax, label, and so much more. And that sort of embodies what we do in South Africa.
All right.
Brother as a brand has been going for 110 years now globally. It's a Japanese company.
So a lot of heritage there.
Yes, a very rich history of product development across multiple types of products. We are in over 40 countries. We've got over 30,000 employees working for the brand.
Okay.
So I work for the South African office. We form part of a group within the Asia Pacific region. So under that would be the Asian countries, Australia, New Zealand, etc. So we sort of, we're in the middle of nowhere.
All right.
Look at the world map.
Okay. And in terms of your African footprint, where can we find you?
So what we have is we've got the local sales office, which is based in Irene in Pretoria.
Okay.
But we have got distribution footprint for neighboring countries in South Africa, or around South Africa, excuse me. It's about halfway up Africa, I would say, so sub-Saharan Africa. The remainder of it is serviced by our Dubai office.
Okay.
And distribution networks within their neighboring countries.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how it works. As far as product lineup goes, the company is basically started off in the sewing industry. From there we moved on to in the late 80s or in the 80s towards lasers, fax machines, typewriters.
So as technology advanced,
we advanced with it. And we became a major player in the printing industries towards the end of the 80s, 90s.
All right.
On the labeling side in South Africa, we are the market leader. Of market share for labeling. We've got a very established labeling lineup in South Africa. And then on the sewing side, like I said, that's where our history started off. We've got sewing, embroidery, we've got crafting machines like the scan and cut machine. So there's a plethora of products that we offer.
Alright, and who are you targeting?
Well, just about everyone.
From
a normal home user straight through to work groups, corporate work groups. Our latest monolaser printers that came out about 18 months ago are of such a nature that it's completely flexible. You can do your paper handling, you can adjust it. So we're really starting to almost enter the managed print services markets with our technology.
Alright, and obviously that's driving your USP of saving you time, saving you money, and make sure you're efficient.
Well, yeah, you nearly gave the payoff on
printer brand name.
It's along those lines.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so we're trying to make business flow easier. We use a thinking pattern called balanced employment. So we are saying don't just buy one massive printer for the corner of the office.
Yeah.
We're saying purchase multiple smaller printers that will share consumables, so there's absolutely no downtime in case something happens.
Okay.
And you also don't have this little conversation in the corner of the office when people go and fetch their prints or wait in line for their prints to be released.
Right.
So our thinking is go slightly smaller and slightly more printing options within the office.
Okay. Your strap line is at your side. And as you were talking, I see a lot of support for your consumers and the people that use your product. Can you take me through your customer service mantra?
Well, yes, as you rightly pointed out, at your side is the ethos of Brother, saying that when we continue to develop products, we develop it according to what our consumers or our customers want.
Okay.
So we're forever in the process of interaction with customers, both through distribution channels as well as directly with our customers, our consumers of our products.
Okay, so everybody in the supply chain is taken care of.
That's correct. We even go as far as to be able to do special software from the factory for specific needs within businesses. So if there's software that needs to be adapted in order to do certain print reports or accommodate certain software, we're even able to do that from factory level. Right. So that's basically in a nutshell what At Your Side means. Our brother has always been listening to our customers, and we apply those changes. Yeah. We also frequently see internally mails going around from our head office, from our factories, after launch of products, asking for honest feedback.
Okay.
You know, so that's also important for us to always talk to the customers and do the research and speak to our channel partners to ensure that replacement products, when a new product comes on board, that it's got certain attributes that the customers are asking for.
Yeah. And I think you will notice that in any industry, the new age customer is very finicky and dynamic. Their needs are changing on a daily basis. So as a brand, you need to have your finger on the pulse.
That's
all
correct.
The time, or the guy next door will just come and blow you out of the water.
No, that's 100% correct.
Yeah. Now, taking you back to what we do here as Coffee Conversation, we discuss everything to do with influencer marketing.
Okay.
So how it works, what it is, how it impacts the influencer, and how it ultimately impacts your bottom line. When were you introduced to this sort of concept?
Well, we sort of grow, we've grown into influencer marketing. When we started off with a company called Brand Your Car, back then that was the company name.
Okay, Brand Your Car.
BrandYourCar.com.
Okay.
Yeah, which they've rebranded now to The Salt.
Okay.
It was initially more of a moving billboard.
All right.
Then it was a conversation starter. It was an out-of-home type of branding exercise.
All right.
And as Brand Your Car grew with the development of their brand and their offering, we started realizing that the social media, the digital aspect of what these drivers could offer us was quite a bit more than what we were used to.
Yeah.
So we subsequently left our traditional platforms like billboards, etc., because we had the moving billboard.
Okay.
We had the opportunity of changing this group of people up on a regular basis.
Okay.
And together with that, we sort of grew with Brand Your Car in terms of the offering that they've provided. So to give you an example, in the past, we requested white hatchbacks.
Okay.
Now the majority or the deciding
specifications are white, aren't they?
Not necessarily.
All right.
They've got a range of colors.
Okay.
But the thinking back then was to have this white canvas with nice Brother stickers on and telling people about our product lineup.
All right.
And that's changed over the years. I would say the last 2 or 3 years, two or three campaigns. Now we literally look at the person's profile and their social media activity.
All right. To see if there's fit.
To see if it matches the product set that we've chosen for at that time.
So, yeah.
So we've done it on sewing machines, on landing machines, but majority on printers.
All right.
And we're sort of getting better at it. You know,
we're
asking, like in the current campaign, for A3 print requirements, we say we want a certain amount of Facebook or Instagram followers or any social media activity for that.
All right.
But we sort of tailor the influencer around the product set at the time.
Okay.
And I think we're getting better at it, as well as The Salt is also getting better at it.
Yeah.
But they've got a big database, so there's always a solution for us.
Okay. And I'm very much interested in your transitioning from your traditional medium into influencer marketing as a channel. Would you say that you're getting a bit more mileage from this new channel than you were from traditional media?
Well, one thing is for certain, the measurables are there.
Okay.
Yeah, so if, as an example, the radio,
yeah,
they would love to give you numbers in terms of how many ears listen to your ad,
yeah,
or billboards, how many eyes have seen it.
Yeah.
But eventually, you don't get to see that billboard anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of the furniture as you drive past it.
Okay, so it can be easily forgotten.
It could be forgotten, yeah. It could be subconsciously, I suppose, it stays, but
yeah.
With influencer marketing, specifically anything digital, everything is measurable.
Yes.
So,
and the conversation is ongoing even beyond the campaign.
That is true,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we find that our influencers become brand ambassadors for us even after the campaigns have taken place.
All right.
So we see conversations that continue. We, you know, but with the use of hashtags and,
yeah,
and making sure that they take us in on our profile,
yeah,
like I say, it's measurable.
Yes, and it makes your brand messaging permanent somewhere in the cloud. Yes.
That's also
yeah,
true. Yeah. What goes online stays online.
Stays online, yeah. You spoke about the impact, and what about the cost? Because I figure nobody's got $1 million sitting somewhere for advertising. How does it compare to your traditional media?
Okay, that's a difficult question to answer because it depends on how many social media influencers you use,
all right,
how many branded cars you're going to appoint, what sort of product you are willing to give them for the campaign duration.
All right.
So there are many variables. You can go small, you can go targeted, you can go within a geographical area. We prefer to go to our major centers, so Johannesburg, Cape Town and Durban is always involved in it.
Okay.
But we have also rolled out in areas like East London, Bloemfontein, to a lesser extent. It depends on the product set, it depends on the objective we're trying to achieve.
Okay.
But to answer your question, I think you want an answer, yeah?
Yes, yes. I was about to go back.
Yeah. I would say it is on par with out-of-home advertising.
All right.
Although it's a very grey sort of area that I'm touching on. It's,
right,
it's not a definite answer. It's how long is a piece of string, really, in that situation.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is, as I've mentioned earlier, it's measurable.
Yeah.
So I can tell you exactly how many of our influencers engaged with how many people and how many people have seen the hashtag, etc., etc.
Yeah.
How many people have visited our website.
That also, I guess, helps you with future planning and projections.
That's correct.
And
that's correct, yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's really about the experience that the customer has from the moment they hear about you to the moment they buy from you and when they go home and use the product.
We ultimately want to convert sales, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
That is any marketer's main objective.
Yeah.
But with it also comes brand awareness. You know,
yeah,
you at the point where your social media influencer is engaging with the immediate circle of friends.
Yeah.
Those people might not be ready to buy your product immediately.
Yeah.
But somehow it's going to stick.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the opportunity or consideration for a product, let's say a printer,
yeah,
those conversations will be remembered, and like I mentioned earlier, digital remains. So you can always go back in somebody's Facebook timeline and just check which brother printer was XYZ talking about, and from there make a decision.
Yeah. I think the one thing that has made the internet such a huge phenomenon is that it occurs in communities. The world is stratified into different communities. So if you as a brand are able to plug into a community and amplify your voice, you're able to drive your consideration fast enough and get the sales and the conversions that you're looking for.
That is good.
And of course, you don't want to spend the next 2 years on the awareness stage of a brother printer, do you? But if you can do it in 6 months, if you can do it in a year, it means you're quickly churning product and you're quickly churning bottom line as well.
That is correct.
Yeah. And then in terms of the content, what sort of content goes through your campaigns?
Well, it is always product specific. Okay. So we don't really use these platforms to drive brand awareness.
Okay.
You know, there are other platforms to do that.
So yes, yeah.
This is a very targeted type of campaign that we see. So if we have a specific product that we want to emphasize, it's mostly around newly launched products.
All right.
We would drive that awareness,
on
these different platforms, because we don't really see it as our traditional platforms anymore.
Yeah.
So, based on criteria that we determine, you know, as example, you must have a smartphone, you must have Wi-Fi at home, you must drive X certain amount of miles or kilometers, you know, that's more on the car side and the branding side, but
yeah.
You may want to have somebody who's tech smart, like I said, with a smartphone. So, and that all matches up to the product that we want to emphasize in the campaign.
All right.
So it's more pinpointed, more targeted than just throwing a wide and
big net out there and hoping that then force and hoping something sticks.
Correct.
Yeah. And on your engagement, you said your influencer marketing agency is the soul.
That's correct.
Okay, what is your sort of engagement with them? And how do they plug into this whole campaign and ultimately the growth of your business?
So the soul provides us with the database of these influencers.
Okay, so they do the initial qualification and...
That's correct, yes, right. Based on our criteria.
Okay.
So that's also how it's developed over the years. We just used to say, you know what, we need 70 people, 40 in Cape Town, 20 there, but it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
We are very specific in terms of what we require.
All right.
So they have the ability to, via their database, to provide that functionality to us, to provide that customer profile to us.
Okay.
And as I mentioned earlier on, where we started off with white hatchback cars as a nice canvas, now the car is becoming secondary. So now we allow our artwork to work on all of the cars.
Okay.
So now it's really more about having the right person talking about your product than driving the correct car or the correct routes.
Okay.
So that's sort of where we're heading. So that's what the SALT is providing us. They're providing us with this database and this knowledge that they've built up over the years.
Yeah.
Just as we think we're getting better at everything, I can tell you they're also getting better at what they do.
All right.
So yeah, it's a win-win situation for both of us.
Yeah. And I guess as a brand, market insights are very important in your planning process for the future, in retrospect, and looking at the current situation. So what sort of insights do you get from the source? You get reporting on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis, and how does that feed into how you plan for the future as a business? I hope that wasn't too long a question.
No, the planning bit is a bit difficult to answer, but I think from a feedback point of view, it's brilliant. You know, we normally have around two tasks, what we used to call tasks, they now call them a scene. They create a scene, in other words, it should be the message must go across to their followers that it's not hard selling, and I think that's the whole idea here with influencer marketing. You just need to influence people. We hard selling is what happens out there and in broadsheets and on billboards. This is a subtle type of engagement around a brand. So we use our influencers to highlight features and benefits that we feel are unique to our brand. And that's the sort of feedback that we get. So we would give an idea of a, let's call it a task, and then give them sufficient flexibility to give an honest opinion about their interaction around that specific feature or benefit.
Okay.
So that's what the SALT provides us. They will give that to us in a monthly report or a bi-monthly report with actual screenshots of the interaction So he doesn't come tied up and,
no, no,
and open for interpretation.
No, no, we get video files, we get snapshots of all the interaction on all the social media platforms. So that's why I bring in the measurable part. You know, you can literally see what conversations are being had online. Authentic conversations.
Yeah.
And it's always nice to see the interaction about people that know the brand, that also trust the brand. So it's really nice for us to see that.
Alright. What next for Brother
in Africa? The world. Well, we will never stop trying to be number one.
Of course. Nobody remembers the guy who came second.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for us, it has been challenging the last 2 years. The local economy has been a bit of a challenge. So for us to continue to grow, we need to take market share from our competitors.
Okay.
So that is our challenge, is to convert more people into using Brother products.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the nice thing about our product sets as well. And we do give product away with our campaigns to these influencers because we found that the best way of talking about a product is interacting with it.
Yeah, sure.
And to date, not a single product has returned to us. So no one has returned. But whether it's a sewing machine, a labeling machine, or a printer, they've all held onto it and they've all loved and believed the product. That's why I say this. It goes a little bit further than a 4 or a 6 month campaign, depending on what you sign up for. They become believers for life in the product.
All right.
So we will continue to grow our brand. Our brand awareness many, many years ago was probably not where it was supposed to be.
All right.
Especially on the printing side. We did things slightly
different. You must be, okay, a basic person knew you for your sewing business or something.
Funny enough, and then we did a bit of market research several years ago. We were at some point known for labeling machines, which, I say, we're on market leaders, so it's sort of understandable.
Yeah.
And after the year after that, it was sewing machines, but printers never featured.
Okay.
And there's a good reason for that. We've been supplying government for over 30 years with printing devices.
That's a very long time. Yeah.
Yeah. We were fortunate enough to have a big footprint in terms of printers out in the field, but not within public domain.
All right.
So there was a lack of retail strategy, or just retail presence, and just general brand awareness on the printing side.
All right.
So we fixed that since 2012. We've been in a couple of the mass retailers.
All right.
And our brand awareness has grown through the likes of these social media influences. It's assisting us quite a bit in terms of getting the word.
Okay. Dale, thank you so much for being a superstar guest, and I hope you enjoyed my coffee and the conversation.
I did, in fact. Thank you very much for the invitation, and we'll chat.
How do anybody get hold of you?
Well, our website's always the best way of getting hold of us.
Right.
We have got two Facebook pages. We've got our Brother International South Africa Facebook page.
Okay.
But also our Brother Sewing and Craft Facebook page.
All right.
That's more for the people, obviously, for their division.
Okay.
And that's also more popular, where I'm funny enough.
All right.
A lot of interaction there.
Okay.
Alternatively, on our website is contact us, so info@brother.co.za.
All right.
That's how you can get hold of us.
Okay, thank you so much for coming through, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.